You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I want to share with you this article that is piping hot right out of the oven. Now, this article was published on the 19th of September. It would appear that the puppet of the November Whiskey Oscar has finally went rogue. Now, what do I mean? Well, Brandon, aka Houseplant, declared the plandemic, quote unquote, over. Well, well, well. His Charlie 19 team says it's more complicated. Once again, here we go. Brandon's 60 Minutes remarks surprised his own health advisors and came as the administration seeks more Charlie 19 response funding. There you go. In the end, it was always about money. White House officials spent the better part of this year plotting a delicate step-by-step process they hoped would guide the U.S. out of its plandemic era. Wow. Just wow. What did they think was going to happen? It's like an animal that's been caged for a long time. You open the door and it becomes a hell of a lot more skittish. It's afraid to step out. That's the mental state of the overwhelming majority of people in this country in regards to this whole pandemic era. It doesn't matter. So many people are still going to be too far gone. And what do I mean by that? I'm going to explain that later. Now, of course, this being a lengthy article, got to chop it down for size. One element that was not part of the plan. President Houseplant just coming out and saying it. See, it would appear that old Houseplant glitched. The plandemic is over, Brandon said in a 60 Minutes interview that aired Sunday night. Quote unquote, "We still have a problem with Charlie 19. We're still doing a lot of work on it, but the plandemic is over." The declaration surprised the president's own senior health officials, many of whom only learned about Brandon's remarks from tweets and news headline. The president had not originally planned to make major news on Charlie 19, nor had he discussed with his health advisors announcing an end to the pandemic soon, two senior officials said. Now, if you read between the lines, all of this basically means keep the population still in fear. In the hours since, health officials have privately and sarcastically applauded themselves for a job well done. After 20 months of round-the-clock work, they joked, all it took to end a once-in-a-century crisis was for Brandon to declare it finished. I must admit, that is quite hilarious. Others argued that the time had actually come for such a declaration. They argued that the virus was in a manageable state, and Brandon was simply putting it out in blunt terms where his administration had long been headed. Substantially, however, there's a lingering concern that Brandon's off-the-cuff comments could undercut the White House effort to actually bring the public health emergency that is the Charlie 19 quote-unquote crisis to a formally declared close and turn it into a political headache should the virus come roaring back. Once again, this society has not cured the common cold. But yet, hey, you got to get those boosters. The White House also downplayed the rhetorical significance of Brandon's comments, dismissing it as the president's attempt to highlight the administration's success in beating back the virus. Now, I remember when Trump was in office and he kind of said, maybe we're going to get back to a new normal. And once things started ramping up, oh, hey, it's his fault. It's Trump's fault. Yeah. I wonder what would happen if there was a major outbreak again. Are they going to put the blame on Brandon? Nah, of course not. Widely available vaccines and treatments are capable of blunting the worst of Charlie 19's effects. Businesses and schools are open, and emergency health measures have largely evaporated. Even if the U.S. is technically still in a pandemic, aides argue. Brandon was trying to express that most people's lives are no longer being controlled by it. Or should I say, their lives are no longer being controlled by the mass hysteria and fear porn that the lame stream media kept pumping out. Especially that one asshat, what's her name? Rachel Maddow. Constantly, Charlie 19. Yeah. Public health has really lost the trust of many. That is a huge understatement because we seem to be whipsawing back and forth between different positions, said Michael Osterholm, director of the Center of Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. Quote unquote, here's an example of one right now. If you say the pandemic is over with, why would people need to get those boosters? Uh-oh! We're already hearing that from the public. Where are we in the pandemic? Osterholm said. We just have to acknowledge we don't know. Well, that is the shortened version of this article. However, I find this utterly and totally hilarious. But when you look even deeper, why would President Houseplant say this? Well, we all know. Time to get people's votes. Yes, that time has come once again. And that idiotic woman, that idiotic black woman who got on TV and literally blasted Kevin Samuels, RIP, and Tariq Nasheed, that right there, what she said, get in line. Black men need to get in line. You're talking about oppressors? Really? The Democrat Party has been absolutely oppressing the Black community. But, since the Black community is an official matriarchy, guess what? That is hilariously sad that she was able to get on TV and literally treat Black men as a whole like little boys. Yeah. As the old English in old England would say, the Black community can pretty much kisseth my asseth. But more and more Black men, they've seen it. They've been on the ground. They've woken up. Those who have woken up will revolt Republican, or they won't vote at all, and they'll just get the hell out of that community. And I use the term community very loosely. But anyway, back to the main topic. The overwhelming majority of people are still way too far gone. Even if they say that the pandemic is over, far too many people, their brains are still wired for fear. Oh, I gotta still wear my face diaper. Oh, I gotta get this jab. Yeah, I find people who have to blast their vaccination status out to be absolutely idiotic. Well, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. Aha! Look at me. I'm standing on my moral high ground. Ha ha ha! Not to mention the side effects that have been covered by various articles. Yeah, not looking good. Not looking good at all. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And society as a whole, a lot of power that you gained from trying to be a moral crusader has just gone out. It would appear that the pandemic has gone out right along with it. And guess what? The overwhelming majority of people, they're still going to operate from that fear that has been drilled into their psyche. And guess what? There's never going to be any hope for them. And I'm just going to sit back and laugh. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.